Is it still possible to buy under market value, or are those days really past?
Oh, you can certainly buy under market value. And as we have said in earlier conversations, if the market turns nasty, and what we've been reading about at this particular moment of time of so many mortgages in the subprime, that is the people who were given credit to buy homes who typically would not have qualified. So they've been stuck with high interest rate loans, often nothing down, so they are upside down, meaning they owe as much or more than the property is worth. These kinds of people will be going into foreclosure in great numbers over the next several years. So this offers a lot of opportunity for workouts with an investor who can come into the property, pick up the foreclosure, negotiate some payment terms with the bank on maybe even a short sale, which means paying off the bank at a less than what is owed. And the bank would do that in nasty times because they would rather have some cash than to have a pile of houses that they don't know what to do with. So those are the kinds of bargains that are going to become available. But buying for less than market value also incorporates opportunities with people who don't know the marketplace. I like to talk about sleeping sellers, out-of-town owners who haven't followed the local market. They're casual landlords, so to speak. They may have inherited the property and they didn't want to sell it, so they put a tenant in it. And they're not really committed to owning this rental property. And if someone came to them with an offer, they would be willing to sell. And I have purchased from these kinds of sellers quite often. You can usually locate them through the tax records or through neighbors who might know who owned the property. The weeds are starting to grow up. The flowers are dead. The shrubs haven't been trimmed. You will often see for rent signs in the window or in the front yard for prolonged periods of time. These are the kinds of signals that you've got a seller there who might be willing to deal because they're clearly not interested in owning that property.